Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit our website at Friends of Kevin. So excited to get Bill Knowles with us from Northern Outdoor Lighting. Good afternoon, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
So, Bill, let's start it back at the beginning. How did you become interested in lighting? That's kind of different.
Well, I started out. I went to a little seminar years ago. Actually, I think the first one I did was 1992. And I was just struck by it. I just thought it was great work. And I just kept at it and just really enjoyed it ever since.
Nice. So how long have you been working in landscape lighting, my friend?
Well, it's been 25 years now.
Wow. And how long ago did you start Northern Outdoor Lighting then? When did you establish that?
Well, Northern Outdoor Lighting has been in business for 7 years. Prior to that, I'd worked for a couple other firms running their outdoor lighting divisions.
So let's talk about some of the services that you're offering then, just so the listeners kind of have an understanding of it.
Well, we design systems. So we go out and meet with the clients, design a system. We do installations, and we do all kinds of service and maintenance too. So we'll take on any systems that are already in the ground and go get them up and running also.
So now, Bill, if someone has, you know, hey, I want to have lighting in, and they may not really have the vision, you know, okay, this I want lighting, and that's really where they start with you. Can you sit down with them and help them design the right product for them, help them pick out the product, you know, teach, you know, educate them on, you know, how it should be all installed and stuff, and obviously do that, but kind of like, can you handle the design if they don't know where they want to start is basically the question.
Oh, most certainly. That's usually the first meeting we have. I go out and meet with a client. We kind of talk about, you know, what their desires are, first of all, because it's very important to me to make sure their wishes are covered. Then we go from there. Basically put together a design. At that point, we put together what I call a design proposal, which lists, you know, we go through, we review all the locations of the fixtures, everything where it's going to go, and then we come up with a price also for the installation at that point also, presented to the client. So they pretty much get a whole complete concise package by the time I'm through within a couple of days.
That's impressive. It's really neat, Bill, when you're driving down the street and you come across the house that has professionally installed lighting. It just pops in the whole street. I just think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, you can tell it off the button if it's done well, too. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And I find, you know, a lot of people like it, you know, just for convenience also. You know, a lot of us, you know, work, can come home later at night, especially in the winter. You know, it's dark, so to be able to pull in and have all the lights come on, you know, and provide you with that security getting in and out of your house, you must have people who really like it for that too.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I look at the three reasons why I do lighting is for, number one is safety, number two is security, and number three is for the beauty. It really works that way. You know, and a lot of people put such an investment in their landscape, and they're working all the time to afford this. It's great they can come home and sit up in the back terrace and just be able to enjoy it in the evening rather than, you know, seeing just a dark nothing. It's just awesome.
Yeah, no, like I said, I agree. It makes total sense. Now, how many technicians do you have employed, and what type of qualifications do people have? Because I would imagine you have to have some sort of certification on this too.
We do. I employ right now. I'm employing three technicians, and three of us. Well, I have a new trainee technician. He's not certified yet, but three of us there's an association called the Association of Outdoor Lighting Professionals that offers a certification program in low voltage lighting systems. So the three of us have obtained that. It's a really tough test. We went through a lot to get this. And right now, I think we're the only company in the United States that has three certified technicians on staff.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think that's great. Hmm.
So, Bill, let's talk a little bit about your service area. How far do you travel?
Well, we do all of New Hampshire. We don't have a problem going up any place in the state. And we generally stay about halfway, the eastern half of Massachusetts and all the way down to Cape Cod. We go as far down as Chatham. We just did a project. So it's a pretty large area we cover.
Yes, it is. Mm. So, Bill, I want to talk about low-voltage landscape lighting. Why would someone want to install that?
Well, basically, the biggest thing is because, number one, it's a lot safer than any line voltage, 120-volt system. If someone happens to cut a cable, they're not going to get injured or maimed. It's pretty safe. The cables don't have to be buried that deep, so we 6 inches or less. So we really have a much less disturbance on an existing landscape. So we can go into a really nice landscape starting there, and by the time it's through, you won't even know we're there because it's just we're able to put it in so neatly with very low impact on what's already there. So that's really the biggest reason right there.
So, Bill, where would low-voltage landscape lighting be most useful then, my friend?
Well, really, an existing landscape where we have a tough time getting cables around, if you had to get a 120 system in there, you destroy the thing. So any place around, you can get it around a beautiful outdoor terrace so they can get out there and enjoy it. We can do it around an outdoor kitchen area, an outdoor living area. In any place along the driveway, tree lighting, down lighting for driveways. It just goes on and on, the great places we can get that.
Now, Bill, how about LED lighting systems? Can you install those also?
We do. I don't think we've put a system in that hasn't been LED in the last 4 years. We may get an occasional request from a client that wants a halogen system. They're just old school. That way they think the LEDs aren't going to be that great, but the LEDs now, they've come so far. The color is terrific. And they last a long time. We're getting really good length, of life. They're made to be installed inside enclosed fixtures, which we have. And it's just been working out wonderful. We use two brands of lamps that we use that we've really liked, had great success with. We stick with that, and we've had nothing but great luck with that.
So, Bill, what's the process if someone wants to have you come out and do a consult with them? Is there a charge to do that?
There isn't. I do not charge for that. I have a lot of friends in the business that do charge for that, but I like to get out there and just meet the people first and see if we're a good fit. That's important to me. But we get out there, once we get out, we meet, see if I can help them. And if we can, then we proceed to just talking about design and, work it all out, see how it all works. And, sometimes I'll have to talk about budget. Nobody likes to talk about money, but that's very important because it's not an expensive project generally. The equipment's expensive. So we go through that, then if we're all in agreement, then I'll proceed with a design proposal and present it to them. A lot of times I'll come out, we'll sit down and talk about it again. We'll review it, present it, kind of walk around the yard, how it works out. Then go from there and see if they're ready to go for it.
So how long does a typical consult last, then, my friend?
Well, it could be anywhere from, a half an hour to an hour and a half, generally. It depends on the size of the property.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Like you said, you're coming out, you're kind of talking about what their wishes are, your experience, obviously, as a designer as to what's feasible. Then kind of, like you said, I think sometimes price obviously is important, so people just kind of get a vision of what's involved. I find this with a lot of my contractors, people have visions and then they see the cost, like, okay, let's change the vision a little bit, so something may be a little more affordable. So it's just kind of walking them through that process, right?
Exactly. And we have to educate them just to be aware of that, this isn't something you go pick up at Home Depot. It's a lot more quality of a product. And along with that comes more expense. So we just have to make sure that we're both on the same page that way.
Which really makes sense, because it comes down to you get what you pay for. I mean, I know it's a cliche in life, but it's really true. Like you said, you know, if you want good quality lighting that's going to last, you put the investment in, because that's really what it is. It's an investment, correct?
You're absolutely right. It's absolutely right. We try to use all top-shelf products. I'm of the school that if we're not going to do it right, we'd rather not do it at all, because it's going to come back and invite us later on for having inferior work. And you know how bad news travels. I'd rather have all positive news.
Oh, absolutely, and stuff. So, Bill, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
Well, we have a website, which is a great place to start. It's at www.northernoutdoorlighting.com. They can email me. All the contact is on the website, but my email is bill@northernoutdoorlighting.com. Or they can call the office, which is also the contact is also on the website. Any of those
awesome.
Ways would be great.
Bill. Beautiful. Bill, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Have a great night, bud. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.